Rarity breathed in the fresh air and took in the silence. She and her guests were in one of Ponyville's gardens and were enjoying the afternoon sun as they drank their tea. There was no one else around, and the fence near them ensured their total privacy.
"More tea, Sweetie Belle?"
asked Rarity as she picked up the teapot. Her little sister, Sweetie Belle, nodded enthusiastically and squeaked.
"Yes, please."
She held out her teacup and watched as Rarity filled it up. Sweetie started bouncing in her seat as she said,
"This is so much fun."
Rarity grimaced as a few drops of tea flew from Sweetie's cup.
"It is rather enjoyable, but a lady never bounces around in their seat. A lady keeps her excitement evident only in her speech and is always calm and poised."
Rarity grabbed her teacup and politely sipped it.
"Oh,"
said Sweetie Belle. She wiggled in her seat as she copied Rarity's posture. She then grabbed her teacup and sipped it, loudly.
"Well, it's a start, I suppose,"
said Rarity with a small grin. She turned to the other member of their tea party.
"And how are you today?"
"Quite well, thank you,"
said the other pony, adjusting her sun hat.
"It is always nice to have you here,"
said Rarity.
"It's nice to see some pony else take an interest in civilized things."
"Yes,"
said Sweetie Belle as she put her teacup down. She had wet spots on her face from the tea, but did not notice. She put on an air of upper-crust sophistication as she copied her sister.
"It is quite enjoyable to have you here. I dare say this has been a lovely time."
She broke character and giggled. Rarity sighed as she used a napkin to clean Sweetie Belle's face.
"I can't believe the weather is so nice today,"
said Rarity, looking up at the sky.
"I thought the weather ponies promised a storm today."
"I managed to convince them otherwise,"
said the other pony.
"It would have been a shame if we had to cancel our weekly tea party just because of rain."
"I agree completely,"
said Rarity.
"These little soirees of ours are always the highlight of my week."
The other pony nodded as she sipped her tea. She set her cup down and said,
"Honestly, it's been a long week for me. I'm glad I have this chance to unwind."
"A long week?"
asked Sweetie Belle.
"Longer than normal? Aren't all weeks just 7 days?
"No, sweetie,"
said Rarity.
"She means that she has had a stressful week."
"Oh,"
said Sweetie Belle.
"That makes more sense."
She sipped at her tea and turned toward the other pony.
"Why was it so stressful?"
"Well..."
"Hey, Sweetie Belle!"
yelled a voice, cutting off the other pony. An orange Pegasus filly poked her head over the garden's fence and said,
"I thought I heard your voice. Listen, I've got a new idea for getting our..."
She trailed off as she looked at the gathered ponies.
"Rainbow Dash?"
Rainbow Dash froze as she was picking up her teacup.
Hi, Scoots,"
she mumbled.
"Why are you here?"
asked Scootaloo in confusion.
"And what's with the hat?"
Rainbow Dash blushed as she adjusted her white sun hat.
Well, you see, the thing is,"
she stammered. Trying not to laugh at her friend's embarrassment, Rarity turned to Scootaloo and said,
"The thing, Scootaloo, is that Rainbow Dash needs some time to relax. In order to do so, I invited her to come along with me and Sweetie Belle for afternoon tea."
But it's a tea party,"
said Scootaloo.
"It's so girly."
Rarity did laugh a little at that.
"It's true. Tea parties are rather girly, I suppose."
Rainbow Dash groaned as she pulled the sun hat over her beet red face.
"You're not helping."
"Huh?"
asked Scootaloo, tilting her head in confusion.
"Huh?"
asked Rainbow Dash, staring at Rarity in confusion.
"I'm a little lost,"
said Sweetie Belle. She shrugged and sipped her tea.
"Let me explain,"
continued Rarity.
"Tea parties are boring. Rainbow Dash is known for not being boring, so I invited her to lighten things up."
"You did?"
asked Scootaloo and Rainbow Dash in unison.
"I did,"
lied Rarity.
"You know how awesome Rainbow Dash is. There's no way a tea party would be boring with her around."
"Oh,"
said Scootaloo. She grinned and said,
"You knew that Rainbow Dash is so awesome, she could make anything awesome just by being there."
"Exactly,"
said Rarity.
"Did you want to join us?"
Scootaloo nodded enthusiastically.
There's no way I'd miss a totally awesome Rainbow Dash tea party.
She climbed over the fence and ran towards the table. She sat down in between Sweetie Belle and Rainbow Dash and started chatting with Sweetie Belle. Rainbow Dash looked towards Rarity and whispered,
"Thank you."
Rarity giggled and whispered back,
"I had to do something, darling, even if you did look adorable with that blush on your face."
Said blush quickly reappeared on Rainbow Dash's face. She shoved her empty cup at Rarity and said,
"Just shut up and pour me some more tea."